One time, there was a little old lady who lived all by herself, way out in a cottage in the woods. But she didn't mind living by herself. She kind of liked it, as a matter of fact, because she had chickens wandering all over her yard. And you know what chickens give you? Eggs. And she had a big cow tied up in the backyard. And you know what cows give you? Milk. And this little old lady had a garden. And you know what gardens give you? Vegetables. And every day, that little old lady was out digging in her garden, as happy as could be. Well, one day, she was digging and she was digging and she was humming as she dug, until all of a sudden, she came to a spot where her little shovel wouldn't go through the dirt. She was digging and digging and she couldn't make it break the ground. So after a while, she put aside her little shovel and she got a great big hoe, and she started hacking with her hoe in that same spot, and she was hacking and hacking, till all at once she heard something go, ah! Move off on under the ground like a great big mole. Well, that little old lady just stood there, and she was shaking. She'd never heard a noise like that before. It sounded like a monster's voice. And she looked down to see what she'd done. And there, lying in the dirt, was a big, fat, hairy toe! She'd hacked off that something's big toe! The old lady picked it up, and it took her two hands to hold that thing. And she trembled in every limb because she knew that that monster would come back for that toe. She had to think quick and hide it. Finally, she got an idea, and she took that toe into her house, and she searched for a hiding place. In fact, she went right out to the kitchen, and she opened up the refrigerator door, and she started to put the big toe in the refrigerator. But then she said, no, I can't put the big toe in there. That's the first place that monster's gonna look for it. So she closed the refrigerator door, and then she went over to the cupboard. She opened up the cupboard, and took down the jar of peanut butter, opened up the jar of peanut butter, and she started to shove the big toe right in the peanut butter. But then she said, no, that's the second place that monster's gonna look. So she put the cover back on the peanut butter and put it back on the shelf and left the kitchen. She wandered around the whole house until she finally found herself in her bedroom. And then she saw it. The dresser drawer. The top dresser drawer had a shoebox in it. And the shoebox was empty, and it was just the right size for that big toe. So she opened up the shoebox, she put the big toe inside, she closed up the shoebox, put it in the dresser drawer, and closed the dresser drawer. And she breathed a sigh of relief. She felt she was safe now. Well, by this time, it was starting to get dark. In fact, it was time to go to bed. So the old lady put on her pajamas, and she got in bed. She blew out the light, got under the covers, and started to fall asleep. Well, she was almost fast asleep when she heard a voice way off in the distance. said this. Who's got my big hairy toe? That old lady sat right up in bed, and she started shaking again, only this time even harder. And she crawled out of the bed, over to the window, and she looked out. And there, off in the hills, coming right for her house, she saw the biggest, hairiest monster you ever could imagine. And it was marching right toward her house. And she looked at its feet, and sure enough, on the right foot, there were only four toes. And now it said louder, "Who's got my big hairy toe?" The old lady jumped up and looked around for a hiding place, this time for herself. And the only thing she could think of to do was to run and hide underneath the bed. So she got underneath the bed and she pulled the bedclothes down on either side so it would hide her. And she was shaking so hard, it rattled the bed itself. And now the monster was right in the garden of her house, looking around with evil eyes, saying, "Who's got my big hairy toe?" He couldn't find it any place in the garden, of course. So he walked right up to the front door of the cottage, put his big hairy right hand on the door, and he went wham! Knocked the door right off the hinges. Stood in the living room and said, "Who's got my big hairy toe?" And that monster clumped himself right out to the kitchen. And you know the first place he looked for that big toe. That's right. He went right over to the refrigerator, opened up the refrigerator door, and said, "My big hairy toe's not in there." And he slammed the refrigerator door closed. Now he was getting mad. And he stalked right over to the cupboard, opened up the cupboard door, and took down, that's right, the jar of peanut butter. Opened up the jar of peanut butter, looked inside, and said, "My big hairy toe's not in there." And he slammed the peanut butter jar right down on the floor. Peanut butter landed all over the floor, and that monster didn't even care what a mess he was making. He marched right out of the kitchen and went to the old lady's bedroom. When he got in there, he started knocking out the windows and pulling down the drapes and shaking the bed. That little old lady was right underneath, and he didn't even know it. Finally, he went over to the dresser, and he knocked the dresser right down. And at that point, the top drawer fell out, and the shoebox fell out of the top drawer. And the top of the shoebox fell off the shoebox. And then he saw what he was looking for. My big hairy toe! And the monster picked up that big hairy toe, and he went right over and sat right on the bed. Almost crushed that little old lady who was lying underneath it. And he got the big toe up in the air, and he held up his right foot, and he went wham! Stuck that big toe on the foot, but you know it didn't stick. It fell right off back onto the floor. Well, then the monster picked up the toe with both of his big hairy hands, and he raised it above his head, and he put his right foot up, and he went wham! Didn't stick. It fell back off onto the floor. And then the monster, he just just started to cry. He said, "Mommy, Harry Toe don't like me no more." And he went on crying and carrying on until finally that little old lady had just about enough. Once she heard the monster crying, she wasn't afraid of him anymore. So she rolled out from under the bed and went out to the kitchen. He didn't even see her. Opened up the cupboard. This time got out a jar of marshmallow fluff. Went over and got a knife and marched herself right back into the bedroom and said to that monster, "What's the matter with you, young man?" And the monster said, "My big hairy toe fell off on the floor." And the little old lady said, "Well, put your foot up again, if you please." The monster was so shocked to hear himself being ordered around like that he did exactly what he was told. And he put up his right foot. And that little old lady took that marshmallow fluff and smoothed it, and smoothed it all over that monster's right foot. And then she picked up that big toe, and she took that jar of marshmallow fluff, and she smoothed it, and smoothed it all over that monster's big toe. And then she raised the big toe above her head, and she went wham! Stuck it right back on his foot. Held it there for a minute, and then took her hands away, and the big toe stuck to the marshmallow fluff. And the monster started to wiggle it a little bit, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, till finally all of his toes and his foot was wiggling at once, and he said, "My big hairy toe!" And he jumped up and ran around the room, and then he picked up that little old lady in both his hands, and he went and gave her a big kiss right on the cheek. And the little old lady said, "Yuck!" Tried to wipe it off. But the monster didn't even notice he was so happy. Put that little old lady down, he ran out of the house and ran over the hills, leaving behind him a long trail of marshmallow fluff. Well, when that little old lady saw him go, she said, "Phew, I am so glad he's gone. I hope I never see him again." And she got back in bed. She pulled up the covers. She turned out the light. And she went to sleep.